Dean, D-E-A-N, first name, W, May, M-A-Y, Jr., J-R. Date of birth, 5/27/42. Today is the 27th of September. Mr. May is a very thin, pale, 80-year-old gentleman with a history of metastatic prostate cancer, period. In the paragraph, he started having, he had prostate cancer in 2019, subsequently bladder mets, bone mets, has been under experimental or experimental treatment at MD Anderson till the till he developed meningitis till he developed meningeal involvement of his prostate cancer, period. New paragraph, subsequently has been dismissed from the, don't put experimental, put undergoing, what's the word I'm looking for? Protocol, new protocol therapy for cancer. Okay, so he was dismissed from the new protocol last Thursday has been, and hospice has been requested for him, period. The paragraph, he's been treated with chemotherapy in the past, but has never had any radiation therapy per his son. Social, he lives with his son. He never really was a heavy smoker or drank alcohol in the past. His wife of many, many years died of 2019 because of multiple myeloma. He's an engineer from Houston, Texas, period. Family history, mom died of lung cancer, dad died of heart disease and myocardial infarction. Allergy, penicillin, medications includes Eliquis, 5 milligram, hydrocodone for pain, fentanyl, 25 mcg every 72 hours, Synthroid, 200 microgram, Midrodine, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E, 5 milligram a day, and lots of vitamins. Last hospitalization took place in September, earlier this month, because of sepsis with hypotension, period. Patient's review of system. He's lost about 12 pounds in the past 2 weeks. He's eating very little. He is total ADL dependent. He's very confused. He speaks with a very soft voice because of his severe weakness. He has almost no appetite. He drinks very little fluid. He is also bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He has a low extremity lymphedema on the right side especially, which makes it very difficult for him to move about, period. Surgical history, had radioisotope placed for prostate cancer, radioisotope seeds placed for prostate cancer, had bladder surgery as well, period. On exam, we find Dean to be very weak, very thin, very pale, very confused, difficult to understand because of his voice, because of the weakness in his voice, period. His blood pressure is 90 over palp. His heart rate is 110 with few ectopics. His afebrile, lungs, heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, few coarse breath sounds. Abdomen is scaphoid, soft. Lower extremity, lymphedema on the right side, diminished pulses. Neurological, generalized weakness, moving all four extremities, but with much help, period. Also put in there, COVID immunization is up to date. let's see, that's the exam. Conjunctiva appears pale. Assessment, here we have an 80-year-old gentleman dying of end-stage prostate cancer, period. He's had radioisotope seedings in the past as well as chemotherapy, now with metastasis into the bone, spine, meninges, as well as the bladder and the lymph nodes around the bladder, causing severe lymphedema and swelling of his right leg, period. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight, as was mentioned. He is eating very little. He has protein, calorie, malnutrition, severe muscle wasting, total ADL dependency, and and is bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient is in need of hospital bed. I've spoken to his two sons today, and hospice will be involved in his care starting tomorrow. ASAP starting tomorrow. He will need a comfort pack because he's having a hard time sleeping. He has very much time left in this world. The family is aware of this, and they want to keep him as comfortable as possible before he passes on, period. As far as his medications are concerned, we'll try to change most medications to sublingual and or patches, since it's becoming very difficult for him to swallow, and he's at a high risk of aspiration. Period. Patient is definitely hospice appropriate, most likely has a few days to weeks to live. Thank you.